Blog Talk Radio.
Strong back, and all that man, all that has been built up for 35 years. You're wanting. Might make a hit for all.
Things happen.
Certain things you just have no control over, right?
Today, you know, we are trying to beat each other's teeth.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations. It's beautiful.
You know, how do we talk to those?
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love?
First of all, what makes them feel that there's a sense of entitlement? What makes you think that that's not part of your job? And I don't care what kind of situation you're in.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about the fellas right now. Fellas.
It's right about you.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Relations Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, the lovely Miss Lady J. But you know, tonight we're going to do something special. You know, we're going to take it back to one of our better shows. Lady J's Take Care of the Business, of course. But, you know, we don't want to keep on bringing you guys the flavor. You know, so right now, tonight's show, we're going to play a recap of paying attention to details. And, you know, we just think it's imperative and important to pay attention to some details in any type of relationship. You know, it's automatic. You got to do it. I mean, but sometimes we as people, we just don't do it. I don't know what to say, but it happens. You know, big salute to Lady J, of course, who helps hold it down. Big salute to Shadow Worlds Radio. That's our company that helps, you know, facilitate and do a lot of great things here and powers this engine, you know, here. So, you know, we salute to Shadow Worlds and the rest of the squad. Of course, can't forget about my man Hassan Black, you know, the other partner that helps hold it down. You know, Hassan Black and all the people that, you know, has been a part of the whole Shadow Worlds family. You know, I just want to say we appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate you. Good Lord, there's so many people just to thank. What else? You know, also, oh, special announcement. I want to say bringing back the Man Up Talk Show. It's going to be Man Up Real Talk, you know. And, of course, you bring back the one and only Mr. Edward L. Fairley. He'll be back with us, you know. We'll be bringing that to you in the new year, you know. So it's going to be a lot of great things. So we encourage you to stay tuned, you know, and listen to it. So, you know, before we go into that set, you know, we're going to set it up, the rebroadcast. So let me give you a little bit of music, and then after that, let's get back, all right? Once again, welcome to the show. We'll be right back.
people.
We had a little after seven, you know, just thought we'd keep the mood going. But let's keep it going. We have it all tuned up and we're ready to go. So now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting to you one of our famous shows, one of our better shows, one of our most requested shows. Pay attention to details, and we hope you get something out of this. You know, peace, love, and God bless. Check it out and hope you enjoy. This is the Relation Adult Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nash, and the one and only Miss Lady J. Let's get it.
The holidays, a time to give to others and yourself. At Metro, buy a select Samsung Galaxy or LG and get a second free with an unlimited LTE plan. We're talking massive HD screens, up to 64 gigs of memory, and an incredible 16 megapixel camera. It's happy holidays for you and them. Stop by Metro today. Metro by T-Mobile. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Free phone must be on new line of service. Phone free after all instant rebates. Free phone of lesser or equal value. If congested, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
And welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show with yours, Mr. Nat, and of course the lovely Miss Lady J. What's going on, everyone?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How are you? How was your week?
I am good. I am good.
Productive. How are you guys out there? So glad you guys are here.
Cool. No, we're good. We're good. How was your week?
Busy, entertaining, very entertaining, probably a little too entertaining, still recovering, but it was a wonderful week. It was a wonderful weekend. Spent it with some pretty amazing people. So it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. So,
of course,
that being said, what is our topic tonight?
Oh, we jumping in with both feet. Ooh, no foreplay. I like it like that. I was wondering when you were going to catch that. Tonight we are talking about attention to detail. We hear that phrase a lot in our workplaces, when doing a lot of other things, but I think we often forget about it when it comes to relationships, partnerships, whatever kind of situationship you may be in currently. It's important to pay attention to everything. You know, people often think it's only important to pay attention to the details when your partner or friend or whatever is doing something negative, but you know, it's always important to pay attention to detail. Paying attention to detail is like hearing what hasn't been said. And you know, on this show we often talk about communication, how communication is key, how it is important to talk to your partner, tell your partner what's on your mind. But it's also important for your partner to listen to everything. You know, when we were in school, they taught us about context clues, where you could derive the meaning of something by the words or the situation around it, so that it would make you a better informed reader, so you knew what you were talking about, what you were thinking about. Same thing in relationships and partnerships. It is ever so key to pay attention to what your partner is saying, what your partner is doing, and responses. I can't say that, stress that anymore. You know, we often talk about, you know, just paying attention to the, you know, little things of how your partner responds to something. That speaks volumes. You know, your partner doesn't always have to say, I like this, I don't like that, I don't want to go here, I don't want to do that. They don't often have to say it. If you pay attention, you hear what's not being said. And I think that's kind of definitely the direction we want to go in, because, you know, when you pay attention, you get way more information, no matter what it's for. But you get way more information when you pay attention.
Right, right. Now, I mean, to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, it's like, you know, a lot of guys, I mean, I'm not saying a lot, let me not, you know, put everybody in one category. For me personally, I had to learn through time, through asking more questions. I was always taught there's no such thing as a dumb question. So, you know, fellas, you know, I'm talking to some of my fellas that's a little shy about asking, or they assuming, because, you know, when you assume that you know things about your spouse, it makes an ass of you and me, you know. But you have to ask the questions, fellas. You got to ask what things that she likes and she doesn't like. And if you have questions, you know, or you think and you pay attention to detail and see her reaction, and then later on, maybe that may not be the time to ask her, but later on, say, hey, listen, I noticed, you know, you kind of responded differently when we was doing this, or I may have been wearing this, or I carried on this way, or we went to this particular place. You know, you got to start asking those questions, fellas. You know, we got to do that. We got to man up and ask these questions to our ladies.
Well, that goes on both sides, definitely, because women, some women are taught to be demure and soft-spoken, and that they need to just kind of take what's given, and that it's not okay for them to ask for what they want. And if that, and even if that's your personality, if your personality is one where you're shy and you're a little more soft-spoken and you don't know how to say what you need to say, there's a way to say it. You can let anybody know what it is that you want, need, and desire. And that's a given. It's
right,
just all
right,
how you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you get any feedback on the on the topic?
Of course
I got a couple of feedback. I'm reading a couple of my texts now.
Of course.
Somebody
I
said
this
about
is
sex.
Me.
nasty, but I got the text.
Well,
I'm just reading the text here.
People often equate it with sex, most definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong. It goes in every aspect of your relationship, your partnership. But, yeah, most definitely. And you know me. You're the sweeter one, the nicer one. Yeah, I'm going to definitely talk about it from
thank
a sexual
you. Thank
point
you.
Of view.
Thank you.
Of course,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thank you. I'm just trying to kill the stereotypes because, you know, people automatically assume this man is just straight up nasty. I mean, there's times, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
you know.
There's nothing wrong with nasty.
I'm just
trust
saying,
me
you
when
know,
I tell you.
Anywho.
Oh, wait, I didn't tell you. I got my lip gloss on already. We about to get it. but it's definitely important from the sexual standpoint. A lot of times we don't know how to say what it is that we want. So when your partner touches you in a certain way and you respond, and I want to save some of this for after we come back from our music break, but when your partner touches you and you respond a certain way, your partner needs to take note. It's important for them to kind of do an X marks the spot kind of thing. Like, oh, okay, wow, she or he arched their back or curled their toes, or it's even just a moan. If your partner doesn't normally moan, and I'm going to kick this out to women especially, if your man is usually pretty quiet and they don't moan and they don't rub your head or whatever, and then all of a sudden you come across a spot and their reaction changes, you need to make a mental note. It needs to be engraved on the left side of your brain, because that's the analytical side. It needs to be engraved there. This is where I need to be because he likes this. And you know, exploration is always, it's never supposed to stop. You know, we get comfortable, and I always say we get caught up in life, and life kind of bogs us down. We got kids and jobs and financial situations and responsibilities to others. But when you have that time with your partner, you need to pay attention to your partner. Because trust and believe, if you guys are not doing things the way you used to, when you do have an opportunity to get it in, you're going to kind of let it all go. So you want to give your all. You want them to receive everything you have to give them, and vice versa. So this is not a one-sided thing where we're going to say, you know, one partner has to pay attention more than the other. No, sorry, ladies, you don't get off the hook. You need to pay attention to what your man likes. And men, please, 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 check your egos at the door, whether it's a new relationship or an old relationship, a situationship, whatever you want to call it. I can't stress enough, and I've said this before, what worked for chick A don't necessarily work for chick B. You need to figure out what the person likes and needs that you're with now. And also, too, likes and needs change. As we grow, as we evolve into new people, we have differences that we like now. So what used to work for, if we're in a long-term relationship, what used to work for us 5 years ago may not work for me now. I may have started reading a book or watching a movie or listening to my friends, and I may want to try some new things. So the standard sometimes needs to be tweaked. So I can't give you the standard head job that I always gave you. Yeah, you might want something different. Oh, sorry.
Oh. It's all good. Hey, listen, this is about relations. It's all good.
And that's vice versa, because you can't always give her the standard head job you gave her. So it's about growing and paying attention, because the thing is, if you do it the exact same way, the same four strokes in the missionary position, the same four strokes on her knees, the same four strokes on her side, and it's not really doing anything for her, you're not getting any kind of a response from her, and same thing for you, ladies, then you need to try something different. And guess what? You need to pay attention to the fact
that they are not really responding to you. So, come on, let's put on our glasses and our investigative eyes and definitely our investigative ears. We hear more than we probably see. So let's pay attention to what we hear. Let's pay attention to what we feel. Now, you know, if you're going to let me jump in with both feet, I'm going to jump in with both feet.
No doubt.
If she's not getting wet, you told me I could jump in with both feet. I'm jumping off the deep end. If she's not getting wet, if she's not getting a rise, and same thing, ladies, if he's flaccid, then something ain't right. Something's not right. So you need to pay attention to the fact that something's not right. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a whole lot of other factors that come into play. And, you know, I always do my extra stuff. You know, we got medical issues. We have stress. Stress is a big deal. So, yeah, so sometimes I'm so stressed out, I just can't get into that place that I need to be in. But you know what? Pay attention to the fact that he or she had a stressful day today. When they walk in the door, you can see that on their face. You can tell that in their demeanor. You can tell that in their posture. You can tell that by the way they sit down, sigh, and just go, damn. Okay, so it may take you a little longer to get them to where they need to be. Or how about you just jump in right there at that moment and say, let me take that stress away from you. Because you're paying attention to the fact that your partner did not come in the same way that they left this morning. Or the fact that they said to you at some point, damn, it was a rough day. Offer the fact to take that away. That's a beautiful thing. Do you know how wonderful that is? That is to just automatically get that when you come in the door? That's a beautiful thing.
But you know
thing.
What, Jackie? But you know what, Jackie, I mean, I'm glad we're in the topic right now, and we're doing something different. For those just tuning in, you know, for those who's on the rail lines listening, we hear you. We decided with this topic, we're going to jump right into the topic before we get into music. So we're going to actually, tonight, we're going to do a little bit more talk because I've got a couple of texts and I got a couple of chats on our Facebook inbox. They love the topic. They love the topic. So shout out to Houston for checking us out. Of course, some people over in Philly. But we're going to jump in. And, like you said, I had to say that to go back to this. You know, some women and men don't understand that they have to pay attention to that. They feel a sense of entitlement that they don't have to. You know, how do we talk to those who's, let's just say, be honest, just fucking hard-headed? Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, but I had to call it what it is. This hard-headed.
And
they don't care about the other person. You know, they don't care about the other person. You know, or their needs. They feel they don't have to pay attention to that person, you know?
But first of all, what makes them feel that there's a sense of entitlement? What makes you think that that's not part of your job? And I don't care what kind of situation you're in. You know, if you two are in a marriage, a relationship, you know, you're dating, y'all can just be fucking. At the end of the day, you know, we are trying to meet each other's needs. And if I'm not meeting your needs, if your partner's not meeting your needs, what makes you think that at some point, and I'm not saying it's okay, but what makes you think at some point those needs aren't going to get met?
That's right.
Don't be selfish. You can't. Why would you want to be selfish? And my thing is,
hold on. I don't think they heard you. I don't think they heard you said that word. Some people don't like to hear being called selfish.
And if it applies to you, take your ass in the mirror and take a good hard look at yourself. Why would you want to deprive your partner? Why would you want to deprive yourself? There was some sort of chemistry between you and that individual that sent you over the moon, unless you were bullshitting from the door, and that's a whole other topic. But
let's talk about it. We're all in tonight. Tonight we're going at them. We're going at them tonight. I'm with you on this one. It's a passionate subject for me because I've been, around people, been in relationships. I'm just tired of, you know, selfish people. They feel, well, he didn't do this for me or she didn't do this for me. What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. Fellas, you know, no disrespect to y'all, but sometimes some of these fellas can be just butt selfish. You know, when you got a woman who's taking the time to wear the certain clothing or doing her hair a little different or just making the extra meal for you or just helping you out or even ask you, how was your day, or being sweet. Oh, don't bother me. I don't got time for that. Maybe that's her way of reaching out to you when you're sitting there shutting her down. You got to pay attention to those things, brothers, because if you don't pay attention to a woman, somebody else would. That's just real talk.
Absolutely. Oh, and ladies, that goes both ways. And, you know, it's almost like society says it's okay for a guy. But you know what? It's when most men are in a relationship, truly in a relationship, both feet, they want to be there. But it's just like anything else. I need something from you. And guess what? You told me you were going to do it when we got into this relationship. And now all of a sudden, for whatever reason, you don't want to or you don't desire to. I am who I am. And if you paid attention to the details about me when we first started this relationship, you knew what my sexual appetite was like. You knew what my quirks were like. You knew what I liked to do, what I didn't like to do. You knew how I liked to do it. You knew how often I liked to do it. And you signed on for that. So now all of a sudden this don't work for you? You know, and when I also, too, about paying attention to detail, you kind of got to watch people. You got to watch people that you are in relationships with and situationships with and partnerships with, because people will put forth a farce. They will put forth phony. They will put forth bullshit. And they will become whatever it is that they think you want them to be in order to be there. No. You have to watch the subtle things. You have to watch whether or not that's their demeanor all the time. See, when you're being honest with yourself and being honest with another person, you don't change. If you are crazy and outlandish, then you're always crazy and outlandish. Not just when you're around that individual. That's just who you are. So you need to pay attention to that person's behavior, that person's characteristics, that person's lingo, when they speak, when they talk. And if all of a sudden you see things starting to change, then it's like, okay, you know, which face are you giving me? You need to give me who you really are, because what happens is now that I've decided to go ahead and do this with you, now all of a sudden you do a 180 on me and you become somebody else. Who are you really? But it's up to you as an individual before stepping in saying, you know what, let me see what you're about. And sometimes, I never believe in testing someone, but sometimes you do have to put someone to the test to really make sure they are who they are. It's not like, you know, a bad thing, but, you know, I need to see if you're really... Yeah, I need to see if you...
I mean, that could be dangerous. What? I don't know. I mean, you think so?
Yep.
You think so? I don't know.
I do.
I mean, I've seen some things backfire, people. You know, you saw that test. They're like, oh, you were testing, you don't trust me. I mean, I've seen both sides of that coin, you know?
And you know what? Sometimes it has to be, because at some point when your partner becomes a different person, you got to see why. You got to know why. And again, he is or she is only going to give you what sometimes you want. And they pretend. You know, you have people who have chameleon personality. And it's like they can blend in to any situation. And sometimes that's a beautiful thing. I have a chameleon personality. I can go from business to street to whatever, but I am always who I am. I'm true. I can fit in anywhere, but I'm never not being myself. You have some people, and I don't want to pick on women. I don't. I don't, because you know I don't do the bashing thing. I don't. However,
right.
a lot of times women, right, a lot of times women feel that they need to become something in order to attract something. You need to be who you're going to be. And either they're going to take you for who you are or they're not. And that goes for all types of relationships across the board, whether we're talking marriages, dating, we just have a physical relationship, whatever the case may be, you need to be who you're going to be and stick to that. You don't have to become something else. Now, don't get me wrong. Change is a beautiful thing. I am all about change. However, when you are changing to become something else for someone else, that's not true change. Come on. Because eventually, somewhere down the line, resentment comes in, and you can only fight against the tide of who you are for so long. Then parts of who you really are going to come forth. They're going to slip out. And you need to be in a relationship with somebody who is okay with who you are, how you are, the way you are. And when you decide to make change, it's going to be because you want to be a better person for yourself and the person that you're with, not just for the person that you're with. Those are temporary fixes for a long-term problem. So
I knew this topic was gonna be hot. Let's do this. We're gonna do something special tonight. I knew this topic was gonna hit it home. I want to come with one song. We're gonna do one song. And when we come back, we're gonna talk for 15 minutes. We're gonna hit it to our regular music set, and we're gonna finish out those 30 minutes real strong. Real strong.
Let's get it.
Listen. I'm enjoying the topic right now. I think, of course, those tuning in, you're checking out the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nass, and of course, the lovely lady, Miss Lady J. Big shout out to my man, Big D, on listening out to us. Houston, can't forget about Philadelphia, New York, and of course, our hometown, New Jersey. I got North Carolina listening from Charlotte. You know, no doubt. But still check it out. When we come back online, the call-in number is 646-478-4507. Please feel welcome to call in. And when you call in, you want to talk to the host, please, we tell everybody, hit that one button. Let us know you want to just chop it up with us, and we'll include you into the conversation. But let's go to the one song, and when we come back, we're going to bring my man Big D on, my partner in the Shadow Worlds radio business, and let's have fun. And tonight's topic is attention.
Change the love inside of you and I.
Attention to details. It's yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course the lovely lady, the one and only Miss Lady J is online with us.
Aww.
And my co-host, and we got my partner, my homeboy, my brother. I mean, I'm not saying my homeboy because we're brothers, grown ass men now. Big shout out to my man, Big Daryl Harrington. What's up, baby? What's going on, man?
Yo, what's going on?
Big D?
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You eat loud and clear.
Man,
oh,
loud and clear, brother. Powerful topic, man.
Yeah.
Borders lit up. Big shout to Virginia.
Big shout out to
Jack.
Big shout out to the DMV. Big shout out to the ATL, Philadelphia, Dallas, Texas. I hear the Texas coming on board, y'all. Look here. Big shout out to everyone listening. And no wonder why, because, you know, y'all steaming some stuff up on Wednesday night. Y'all supposed to be in Bible study. Y'all ain't gonna be talking about
all that. No, that's on Thursday,
Lord have mercy.
No.
When the night, I'm supposed to be, I'm cutting up with the word. Now, I need to, like, read it.
We give it some words.
Moving on. My goodness. So much. Now, pay attention to detail. Now, I was a married man, but once upon a time, I wasn't. So, paying attention to detail is a very, 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 very important thing. This tells you the difference between are you Miss Right or are you Miss Tonight.
Absolutely.
Are
you a pancake or are you a waffle?
Look here. And every once in a while,
Lord have mercy.
A motherfucker does want a waffle.
Just want a waffle.
you know, extra syrup, the whole nine.
You may have to explain that to some of our listeners.
Extra nuts.
I just got a text somebody saying, "What the hell's a waffle?" Please explain that to me.
A waffle. We had a conversation where we were saying that, you know, sometimes when all you get every single day,
a pancake.
There's not even any chocolate chips in the pancake, no blueberries in the pancake.
Nope.
And after a while, you get tired of the same old pancake. And sometimes a motherfucker just wants a waffle. You know what?
Yeah.
Give me something different. Do something different. Sometimes you have got to be creative, and there are times when you have got to think outside the box. And again, that goes hand in hand with what we're talking about, attention to detail. You know when your partner is tired of pancakes every day. And, you know, we're using pancakes metaphorically, but we could even use it literally. If you wake up every single day and you feed this person a pancake every day, they get tired. They're going to eat it. They're going to eat it because you did it.
We're talking about pancakes, right? You can take that
eating any way you want to. Don't push me. You already know. I am already close to the edge all the time. I am always ready to jump in the pool. Yes.
Yeah.
So... But because even if you eat that the same way all the time, after a while, when anything becomes predictable, when anything becomes boring, when anything becomes routine, when anything becomes a rut, y'all see where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
It becomes about change. And even though your partner may not say a word, it is response that you need to start to look at. If they now roll their eyes in the back of their head and they trying to watch NCIS while you getting in your 20 minutes or your 15 minutes, you know, you need to kind of look at that. But are you so selfish that you don't realize that he or she is rolling their eyes? Are you so selfish that they're trying to move your head out of the way so that they can watch the game? Are you so selfish of just trying to do you that you don't pay attention to them? Because it is all about give and take.
Wow.
So if I'm giving it to you the same way all the time and it's not how you want it, yeah, I'm always big on a closed mouth, don't get fed. But sometimes, too, people don't want to hurt people's feelings. And it's not that it's bad. It's just there. You need something a little different. You want something a little different. You want to experience something a little different. And what better way than where you already are? So it's important to kind of interject, for lack of a better word, or inject, for a better word, something different into what you're doing. And if you pay attention to the signs that your partner is giving you, you will start to see that this isn't working. And then the flip side is, don't ignore certain signs. Just like I said before, ladies, if you flick your tongue across the head of his dick and he is like, oh shit, you need to make sure, I don't care, you got to put a piece of gum, a sticky note, write yourself a note, but you need to make sure that you are very familiar with that area, because that's the area where he responded. That's the area that made him feel good. That's the area where he was just like, damn, you need to spend a little more time here, and I will show you how I appreciate it. Now, I might show you by pushing your head down, because obviously you don't stay there enough, or I may show you by rubbing your back, or I may show you by touching you, but he will show you, and vice versa. If you kiss her a certain kind of way in a certain kind of place, don't ignore the response that you get. Show her, it's like, okay, I heard you. I heard you breathe a little more deeply. I felt you arch your back. I felt it when you rubbed my back, when you put your hands across my back, when you put your nails in my back. show them that you also paid attention to the response. So, you know, ignoring it, you can miss the boat. You can miss an amazing window of sexual opportunity by ignoring the signs, by ignoring the responses, by ignoring the details. But like, yeah, she won't have nice, and now you're going to go back to what you normally do. Nah, no, no. Stay there for a minute. Explore that entire area and figure out what other responses you can get. But that's just me.
But Brother Dow, I'm interested in your perspective on what Lady J said. Let's talk from a male perspective. I mean, a lot of listeners hear what I have to say, but I want to hear what you have to say about men paying attention to their significant other. What's your thoughts on this?
And to echo something that Jackie just said, okay, this goes both ways, male and female. Understand, when it goes south, there's no way that you didn't know, because the signs were there. You can't do something the same way every time and expect there to be that spark there. You know, you have to pay attention to detail. There's certain things that, you know, that your lady likes. Give it to her, but don't give it to her too easily. You know what I mean? Tease her a little bit. You know, throw it out. You know what I mean? You know, just jump right in. Nah. Think you're about to jump in and pull them back. Then jump a little bit closer, not too quick. And then you got it. Get out of here. And if your ass is playing cards, you need to look at the lips that are around your nuts.
But you know what? I want to go back to something you said, Daryl, which was, how does she let you know that they're in the mood to do something, that they're in the mood to be intimate? You know, it can be as blatant as putting her lips on your nut, or when you know your partner and you pay attention to your partner, it can be something as subtle as the way she cuts her eye at you. You know, and this is why it's important to pay attention to details about your partner from the door. You know when she has or he has that look. You know what that look means. It's not new. And even when it is new, that's still a beautiful thing, but you know what it means. So if I kind of cut my eye at you and give you that wicked-ass smile, you already know what it is. Or if I'm blushing and I can't look at you, you already know what it is. Or if I'm touching me a certain way, I could just be rubbing on my own thigh. I could be doing a lot of things that are so subtle to maybe anybody else walking by, they would have no idea. But because you pay attention to detail with your partner, you know exactly what that means. You know what it means when she bites her lip. You know what it means when he has that hooded look on his eyes with you. You know what it means when he kind of takes his finger and strokes the side of your face. You know, it doesn't always have to be blatant, but unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are in situations where it has to be blatant because nobody is paying attention to detail. Everybody is always obsessed with the big picture. The big picture has parts. In order to get to the big picture, we have to take in its parts. What is that thing they say in psychology? The whole is the sum of its parts. So in order to get to the whole, we need to take care of the parts. We need to look at the parts. So when I am doing certain things, responding a certain way, that's all part of the whole, which is that goal of intimacy at that moment.
It's a part of the whole. Y'all want
to get
to the
whole. Damn, Dr. Levitin would be proud of you right now.
It's your part that has you to the whole. Write that down, y'all. Write that down.
Yeah, the parts get you to the hole. Absolutely.
The parts will get you to the hole. Because y'all try. I know, the hole is the most important part. Is that you're trying to get to. And you need your part to get there. And that's very important. And y'all.
Absolutely. So it becomes about being on your job. You need to be on your let me tell you, a relationship, a partnership, situationship, even if we just fucking. It is you have a position. You have a position. And in your position, you have to pay attention to details at your job, when you are at the job that pays you money. When you're in these situations, you need to pay attention when you're on that job too. So you need to know what makes the boss happy, what makes the boss pissed off, what's going to get you a promotion, what's going to get you demoted, what's going to get you terminated, what's going to get you laid off. You need to pay attention in your position.
Pay attention in your position. Now,
absolutely,
many different positions, but yes,
it should be in every position.
Every
smartass.
Pay attention in every position, because sometimes a motherfucker want to walk. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Sometimes a motherfucker just wants a waffle.
I mean,
you know,
sit there at the table. Y'all playing spades. The woman done packed up two plates of food. She grabbed a bottle of wine. She's sitting there. Her nipples is hard as hell. She's looking at you a certain way. And you sitting there with a fucking group of cards in your hands. Fuck that. I fold. We lose. I'm out. Time to go. I'm about to go get me a waffle. I'm done. That's
exactly
the answer. But
preferably a Belgian waffle. Something thick and fluffy and warm and toasty,
yeah,
but I digress.
I'm about to Alamo that motherfucker too, for real. For sure.
So
Alamo it. Just drop the Alamo. Boom. Like,
exactly. And so it becomes about, you know, what are you looking for? What do you want? What do you want from your partner? And you know, communication. every single solitary week, I don't care what we talk about, we always talk about communication. And I'm very vocal. I'm very verbal. So it's sometimes easier for me to say things. But believe it or not, I'm actually kind of shy. I know there are people are laughing. Shut up, Daryl. I am. And there are times when I can't necessarily verbalize what I want. So I have to show you, or I have to drop subtle hints. But when you know me, and that goes for anybody, when you know your partner, when those subtle hints are dropped, you get it. You get it. And when you start to become oblivious, that's my SAT word for the night. When you start to become oblivious to what your partner needs or wants, or what those hints mean, or what they're saying to you without saying, when you start to become oblivious to all of that, then you kind of got to look at your situation and see, are you still in tune? Because if you guys are not in, like, if before you could finish each other's sentences and you knew from, you know, you came in from a date, not necessarily anything that was spontaneously sexual, but say you went out to dinner and you had a good time, but you knew where your partner was because on the ride home, they rubbed on your thigh, they held your hand, they kind of looked at you, they may have said some certain things. We should be unbuttoning clothes while we trying to open the door, because we're in tune to each other. We're vibing to each other. You know, but now I'm even going to flip this around. When you also pay attention to detail, you know when your partner's not there.
Yep.
If your partner is tired, if your partner emotionally is not there, if your partner is physically not there, then you're not going to push something on them that you guys are not on the same level. So either you're going to sit and just kind of continue to watch and see where they are, or you're going to open up some sort of a dialogue to see what the issue is, what the problem is, you know, and it becomes now that you may have to become verbal. You still want to pick up on all those context clues, because the thing is that sometimes you may have a partner that is not as vocal as you are, who is not as verbal as you are, who may find it hard to put their thoughts into words. And you want to kind of pick up on that. And again, if you're in tune,
and God, please do not withhold your blessings, even from hoes that hire skanks to spy on me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
The name Cookie asked about me.